Hey, my friends, it is the one and only, the Let's Sound the Bell, Mimi Nava, and we are here again this week with another episode. Yes, as you all know, I have celebrated my 20th birthday. I have welcomed into the 20s. Woo! I am no longer a teenager. I am 20 years old. Well, 20 years young. And the whole weekend was great. It was just some things that I've noticed and some things that I'm starting to embrace. And I just wanted to share that with you all. All right, my friends. So yesterday, I officially turned 20 years old. And it's something I realized that, yes, 19 kicked my ass. Literally kicked my ass. I survived, and I realized that, yeah, you know, I went through some stuff that challenged me. But I'm now this person that I love. I love this person that I am. This phase that I'm in, I just embraced so much growth, so much just, it was just so much, I don't know how to say, like, just great, so much growth, change, and, like, just my ability to adapt has just become impeccable. My ability to communicate with others and surround myself with others who are like-minded or in a way just supportive and just very, very positive. They don't even have to be like just like me, but it's just the fact that they're so supportive, so positive, so uplifting and encouraging, and I do the same back for them. And then the energy is just, you know, being, you know, reciprocated on both sides. And also too, just realizing that, like, I'm very grateful to have the life that I have and make the decisions that I'm making and be able to be blessed left and right like I have been for the past 2 months. When I came back to Atlanta mid-January, I was being blessed left and right for opportunities and things that I thought I would never see myself doing. And now I'm putting them into fruition. I'm making those choices. I'm making those, you know, making the choice to execute those choices and to just really just manifest everything that I want. I said I wanted to learn more. I wanted to grow more. I wanted to do things I never did, go places I've never gone. And I have. And I've done it with people who, honestly, I couldn't picture anyone else. Like, I honestly, like, I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. And it's just, I've been receiving so many blessings and opportunities and things that I love. And just meeting, crossing paths and networking with people who can really just put my career on the path that I want it to be. And I've been working so hard for this past 3 semesters on that, and then this 4th semester is just everything I hope for it to be, and just so progressive, so productive. And honestly, I also have learned to just slow down some. You know, things don't happen on my time. It's not always a bad thing. It's just gotta wait on it, gotta chill out. You know, I may need to do some more learning, some more, you know, tinkering here and there at myself, and some more, you know, polishing. And also just, y'all, I've been gaining weight, and it's not in a bad way, because, like, I don't know if y'all have ever seen me, but I'm very, very small, petite, because I'm like 5'3", but, like, I was really skinny. And, you know, I was losing weight left and right last year. And this year, like, I'm just gaining weight. I'm eating, I'm going out, I'm being social. Like, I'm just having so much fun. I don't feel like I'm tied down to anyone. I feel like everyone around me is just because they want to be there with me and they want to be around me. And I'm just learning how to be a contributor. I'm learning how to just contribute to any and everything around me that is fueling me and nourishing me, not the opposite. And I'm just trying to build up the multiple sources of income for myself. And just really trying to become a very well-rounded and refined individual in my own version and form. It's just so great. And y'all, I really, like, y'all think I say flourishing and flourish because it's cute. No, this is like my life. You thrive, grow, multiply. I think that I am in the grow phase, and the multiplying is just coming to me left and right, because I've grown so much last year. I thrived so much before that. And it's just everything that I've been so reaping has just been sown. It's just been great. I can't even explain it. It's just everything feels so right this year that anything I put to my mind and I try to execute, I will get it. It's in my hand. I just have to keep being consistent, keep doing what I'm doing, and just stay consistent that it's already mine. You know, I feel like the higher powers have already, like, put it in my favor. I just got to keep consistent, stop being lazy. I've really learned so far within just this month alone to really push myself and prioritize, and learning that I don't have to compromise my connections with people because I'm busy or because they're busy. I'm around people who have shown, hey, I want to be with you. I'm going to find a way to be around you. I'm going to find a way to spend time with you. Even if that means I have to move things around and shift things around, I'm willing to do that for you. And I'm just so blessed to have this type of people in my life right now, because for the longest, I was that friend, but it wasn't reciprocated back. And, you know, not to make a sob story, but that's just how it was. And I realized that I can be around people who do so much better for me, and who actually will understand why I do what I do and appreciate it. And it's just so, I'm just so blessed. I sat yesterday just smiling. I was just so happy. I was so content. Honestly, Friday, yes, I went out to eat. I looked cute. And, you know, I saw everyone blowing up my Instagram. But Saturday, I just sat in my room and I just enjoyed the fact that I had a good time. For once, my birthday was to a good start. I was in a good mental state, an emotional state, and I was just there. It was nothing extravagant, nothing big, nothing major, but I spent the whole day before my dinner, before I started myself, with people and my boyfriend. I just sat. I went to go get my nails done. I went to go get, you know, I woke up in the morning. I washed my face. I showered. I took care of myself. I, you know, had a whole self-care day to myself. Up until, you know, my boyfriend had to come over and get ready. All that stuff. Like, just everything. I had a day to myself to really just take care of myself and put myself first. And I didn't offend nobody. I didn't hurt nobody. Nobody, you know, everyone understood. This is your day. This is your weekend. Take as much time as you need. Put yourself first. This and the third. And the things that no one had to tell me, that I just naturally did it. The fact that I've learned to naturally put myself first, I honestly am appalled and proud. I can't even put into words how that felt to just wake up. I actually didn't go to classes because I had such a rough week trying to get ready and trying to just, you know, kill all the responsibilities that I had. When I say kill, I mean like knock them out, excel, all that. You know, I was doing good. I had a really busy week leading up to Friday, and I was just like, man, I can't wait till Friday. This will be a gift to myself to go get my nails done, to wake up in the morning, take a shower, wash my face, get my nails done, then go get my makeup done, then, you know, get all dressed up and get cute. I was waiting for that day. And, you know, the fact that I had majority of the day to myself to just sit and enjoy my own company was just so golden of how I started my birthday weekend. And I couldn't be any more blessed. And then I ended it with people that I love, my friends, my boyfriend, you know, everybody. Y'all know the whole gang. And it was just great. It was great. I started it with me and I ended it with everyone else around me, but I had a balance. And I realized that I'm at this point where I'm learning to balance company to myself and company with others. It's not a codependency on them. It's not me never wanting to be alone, weird stuff like that. Not to say it's weird, but it's just weird to me. I'm really learning to be interdependent. If people don't talk to me right now, I'm not going to throw up or die or throw a fit. I'll just chill. Like, I can sit in my room, be content with doing that and just chilling and watching TV and just, you know, just being content in my own space. If I do go out, it's because I want to, you know? Yes, I do stay safe because I know how the world is and, you know, as a woman, going out alone is a little rough, but, you know, I just go out, go get my nails done. If I want to get something to eat afterwards, I do that. You know, if I want to go get myself, you know, get a wax, then go get my, you know, go get my hair done, I'm gonna do that. It's just so freeing to know that I've made things I'm doing things that I like to do for myself. Not for anyone else, but for myself. I have those days scheduled. I tell people, hey, I have this and this schedule, and can you meet me afterwards? And I'm glad to be around people who can say, yeah, I can wait for that. I can let you go do that, this, that, by yourself, this and the third, you know. And I can tell people, no, I want this time to be for me. I want this time to be a self-care day. I want this time to be a self-date. And not be taken, you know, out of context or just out of pocket like I'm trying to get rid of them. It's just, I'm not being misunderstood, and I actually can say what I want, how I want. And I'm learning how to handle myself when I want to be alone. And also learning how to make that approach of being alone. Make an approach of just actually telling people when I want to be alone. And honestly, I realized that I wasn't around the right people who understood that. And I had to make that change really quickly. But at the same time, I'm just really blessed, y'all. I'm coming into 20. I have so many things this week that are coming up that are getting out the way as we end this month. You know, it's just, you know, we end this month on a really great note. And honestly, I really just hope that March is with the same momentum. I just hope it gets warm outside. That's all. And I have so many plans for myself. And honestly, I'm just really blessed. I'm really happy. I'm really fulfilled. I am stressed from time to time due to responsibilities that are weighed on me. But at the same time, I know that I got them. I know that I have to push through them. I know that I have my friends and my close circle within me to help me and keep me, you know, grounded and calm me down, or, you know, tell me to take that self-care day when needed. And honestly, I can't feel any more blessed, secured. And when I say secure, I mean emotionally, mentally, physically, all of that. Like, I feel so grounded. I don't feel like I'm just all over the place. And if I am, it's because I'm doing three things at once. But going from day to day, I feel so grounded, so stable. And I'm just happy, y'all. I'm just very happy. And honestly, I know that I will not always be happy, because things will happen that will make me sad or, you know, make me mad. But I do realize that I have better control of that. My past experience have prepared me for those types of things that will come back around. And I'm just so, so content and so grounded that those things may, you know, put a dent in me, but they won't completely just rock my world or just, you know, have me acting out of character and acting completely emotionally or emotionally, mentally irrational. I'm just grounded and just calm. I, you know, respond before I react. Well, I respond more than reacting, and I listen more than I speak sometimes, just when it comes to situations that I may not understand or deal with. And I really appreciate that of myself. I'm just enjoying seeing the growth that I have in myself and seeing how I'm turning into this person that's just happy and carefree and just wanting to do everything. Like, if I want to do it, I'll go do it. I don't, you know, no one's forced me to do a thing. You know, everything I'm doing is because I want to. And I'm happy about that. I like this phase that I'm in my life. And honestly, I want to see what I can learn from it, what I can take from it, because it is most definitely an important phase. And it's just nice to see myself, you know, for once, just happy again. Hey, my friends, it is the one and only Dylan Sunbel Mimi Nava, and I just want to say thank y'all for getting me to almost 160 plays within these few months that I've had this podcast. I cannot believe that you all have been loving it that much. And also, don't forget that I will only be putting out a podcast once a week, so it gives you time to listen, sit, and think. And if you don't have time to listen on Monday, guess what? You can have the whole rest of the week. I feel like two was too much, and I don't like to swamp y'all. I want to make sure I'm not rushing y'all. Y'all take y'all's time. Y'all enjoy the work, everything. And also, don't forget to follow the Lit Southern Belle page on Instagram. And also, don't forget to follow me if you're nosy and you want to see my life. @mimi_nava_. Stay flourishing, my friends.